tonight in Game 5.
Yeah, we definitely didn't start on time. I thought we didn't get our emotion or energy in order until the third period. I thought we pushed the envelope. I thought we were playing on our heels. They were coming out of their zone without much resistance. And then, you know, it's a fast game by them, and it was a slow game by us. So once we made our mind up, I think, to start the third period, we're going to be aggressive and go for it. I thought we had a real good push and just didn't have enough to get the job done.
Yeah, second period, I just think of Josh Ravensburg and what he was able to bring to your group here tonight. And really, through all periods and every game it seems like he plays, he gives you guys a chance. But just your thoughts on his performance here this evening.
Yeah, Rav would give us a chance again. He was outstanding. I think when you break it all down, it was a poor decision in the defensive zone. We shoot the puck out of the stands and out into the stands, and we had a missed assignment on our penalty kill. Our penalty kill has been good, and tonight it wasn't, and they only had to kill the one, but still they scored 2 seconds left, and those are the ones that you get you're frustrated by them, because I think you've done the job for the majority of the kill. So when you break it all out, I think you got to win four, and so now we go back home and make sure we bring it back down here for Tuesday.
Yeah, last one about the game here tonight as a whole. Just execution side of things, I thought you had some looks here tonight. I think of a couple of odd man rushes anyways. You're so close to the scoring. I feel like in some instances it came down to a little bit of execution.
You can't hope and win. You got to do the job. It's playoff hockey. It's game five. You can't, you know, close doesn't count, right? So it's, yeah. you got to execute. You got to go forward. You got to make sure you do the things right. And you have to be a lot, like, if we would have played first and second like we did the third, we give ourselves a hell of a lot more of an opportunity to win the game. So, you know, there's no blue ribbons, right? You don't get handed nothing out now for a good effort. This is where we separate, you know, good teams from average teams and good players from great players. So we know that. We got to get back into the, you know, get organized tonight, get on the bus tomorrow, get back home, make sure Sunday night we're ready to go at home.
Yeah, and then last one before that, you go, not going to keep you long. Again, Jim Playford joining us here on the PG Office System post-game show. You mentioned game six. You get a chance back in your building, and you were at best. It's first of four, and I'm assuming probably very excited to get back home. And, boy, big game, my biggest game of the season. I guess you can say that, and should be quite exciting.
Well, it's more important for the players to be excited. It's more important for them to realize this is an opportunity in their careers to be a winner. And when you win, you work, and that's the bottom line. We're in a results business, and our mindset has to become, you know, yeah, we're down a few men, but there's opportunities for other guys. So I think we got to step up and get real determined on winning faceoffs, winning puck battles, winning foot races, and making sure we stay around the net and make it hard on their goaltender. So, you know, we know what we got to do. We just got to make sure we got the mindset right to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, well said, Jimmy. Appreciate you as always. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks, Waldy.
Jim Playfair, appreciate his time as always. Let's take a look.